All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
All right, get the margaritas ready, because today we're talking about...
Tequila?
Tacos.
Oh, same thing. One goes hand in hand, you know that.
Exactly.
Tacos and tequila, it's basically trademarked.
Okay, always hungry. Let's talk about tacos.
Yum. I'm so excited. I love tacos.
In my house in Amagansett, I have a foot mat. Foot mat? Doormat.
Doormat.
I have a doormat that says you better have tacos.
I know.
I've seen a couple other people that have that.
And it's true.
I know. So, look, tacos are just universally loved. Who doesn't like a taco? I mean, you know, clearly tacos, from an authenticity standpoint, you know, obviously you think Mexico right away. And those are sort of the bar is always set by those classic Mexican tacos.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in New York City called Los Tacos, which I think is one of the only authentic, really, really good authentic Mexican taquerias in New York City.
So good.
Los Tacos. Yeah, the original one is in the Chelsea Market, right across from my friend Esther Choi at Mach Bar. But simple, freshly, you know, griddled corn tortillas, you know, then they have like, you know, griddled chicken, and they have like the carnitas coming off the spit, and then like, that's it, you know, and then you know, they also do nopales tacos, which are cactus, you know, for vegetarians, et cetera. But, and then there's some salsas up on the salsa bar, so to speak, and you're on your own. I mean, it's so incredibly simple. And then they have like these different kinds of juices, like hibiscus or tamarind juice, things like that, that are so fantastic.
Horchata.
Well. Horchata, exactly.
So good.
Any of those things go really well with a shot of tequila inside of them, but they don't serve it that way. You have to bring your own tequila. and then what happens is something like a taco, which is basically something wrapped in a tortilla, you know, takes on, you know, a life of its own, depending on who's the practitioner. And, you know, there's all kinds of concepts that are sort of worldly tacos where, you know, they're putting in like, you know, Indian spiced chicken inside of a tortilla. And, you know, our friend Roy Choi started this trend in Los Angeles, probably in the country, you know, doing Korean-style tacos.
Mm-hmm.
The Kogi truck.
Mm-hmm. Koji.
Koji. Koji truck. What did mm-hmm. I say? Kogi. The Koji truck.
Don't look back.
Let's put it this way. The tortilla has become a vehicle for deliciousness in all over the world, but obviously, you know, Mexico gets the credit.
It's taco time.
Now, what I'm going to do is, I have some masa harina here. So we're going to make our own tortillas. So I have the dried matzo that we moistened with some water and let it sit for a while. And I've got a tortilleria. Let's see what happens here. Now they're a little thick, but I just want to give you the sense of the idea here. And you take the tortilla here and you put it into a cast iron pan or some sort of, it's called a comal, usually basically a griddle with no oil in it or anything like that, just dry.
And you're using yellow corn for...
This is yellow, yeah, we're making yellow corn tortillas.
But I feel like you usually use blue, or you like gravitate more towards blue corn tortillas.
I like blue corn. I like blue corn. It's actually a very American ingredient. It's grown, you know, mostly in the Southwest. It's all organically grown. And I like the nutty flavor of the blue corn. But listen, yellow corn, white corn, it's all good.
It all tastes good.
It all tastes good. It's nice making your own tortillas.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Well, it's not that easy.
Okay.
And so the reason why I say that to you is because there are people that do this basically, you know, for a living,
mm-hmm.
you know, either in restaurants
yeah.
or in tortilla factories, and they're like machines. I'm making it look easy because I've done it a bunch, what I'm saying is there are people who obviously do this every day, all day long, who are like amazing at it.
Of course.
But it can be a little difficult because they can stick, they can be too thick, they can be too thin. In fact, I think that mine are a little bit too thick.
Mm-hmm.
I would have added more water if I was really just kind of paying attention. And then basically what you want to do is you want the masa to cook until they turn into tortillas. But then when you're making corn tortillas like this, it's really weird because when they're cooked, they're firm. But then you have to let them kind of steam.
Got it.
So that they soften.
Okay.
So stacking them on top of each other that's when you see people stacking them on top.
To steam them.
They sort of steam themselves.
Right.
And they stay really nice and moist that way.
Got it.
So let me ask you a question, Sophie. Do you like authentic tacos or do you like contemporary tacos?
I like both.
Okay. Do you like flour tortillas versus corn tortillas?
I prefer corn tortillas, but there's this place called Home State. It's like this, it's like a Tex-Mex breakfast taco place. And there's one in Hollywood. I think there's one on the west side now. And for like a breakfast taco, I like a flour tortilla.
Okay. I you know, if you listen to most people say, listen, there's only one tortilla. It's a corn tortilla. That's the authentic way to do things. And I always thought that for a long time. I did a little research over the last year or so, and I'm noticing that in parts of Mexico, it's actually the opposite, where some flour tortillas, I think it's in Sonora, actually, like in flour tortillas are the way to go. The bottom line is, I think that they both have great attributes. Corn tortillas, mm-hmm. Let's face it, better flavor. You know, it's like the corn comes off that, you know, the corn tortilla comes off that griddle or that comal, and you can smell the toasted corn. I mean, there's nothing like it. Sometimes there can be some pliability issues with corn tortillas. They can be a little firm or they can get a little, you know, tough, so to speak. And, you know, flour tortillas are very pliable. I just think that they both work in different ways.
Yeah, definitely. But like with tacos, I'm really, you know, I don't really discriminate. I like all tacos.
Yeah.
But I'm really drawn to color when it comes to food. And so like, I love seeing a blue corn tortilla. I love seeing a red corn tortilla. Like if I see that, I want to try it.
Hey, how about soft versus crispy?
Tortillas?
Yeah. Like tacos.
Younger me would have said crispy, but I like soft.
I like them both, but I do like a crispy tortilla.
Okay.
I do like a crispy taco.
And what do you mean when you say crispy? What do you mean? Like not hard shell?
Yeah, hard shell.
Okay. So a hard shell tortilla.
Like those are old school. You know, it's like, it reminds me of like, you know, ground beef cooked with like some chili sauce.
Yeah.
And shredded cheese.
Your mom has taco night.
Taco night.
Your mom's making taco night.
But the crispiness of the tortilla shell is good.
It's so good.
I mean, you know, it's contrast of texture again. I mean, that's the thing about a soft taco. So you have soft cooked meats and soft like vegetables like avocados or whatever on top. And a soft tortilla, you're not getting any contrast of texture. So it's nice to have something crunchy in there. That's why something like a slaw or even like radishes and things like that make things crispy, that's a nice thing to have on top of your taco. I love making pickled red onions and pickled jalapenos in my refrigerator.
So good.
And you can
There's nothing like a pickled red onion on top of a taco.
Yeah, I always have them in my refrigerator. Actually, I don't have any now. I'm going to make some today, actually. And they keep for a long time because mm-hmm. they're preserved in the vinegar and sugar solution that you're pickling them in. And a pickled red onion on top of a taco, a very thinly sliced radish on top of a taco, even a little bit of cabbage.
It's so good.
So one of the dishes that I make numerous times every summer are fish tacos.
So good.
Yeah.
What kind of fish tacos though?
So here's what I do. Okay. We were talking about making, you know, burger bars or taco bars. I make a fish taco bar.
Epic.
So here's what I do. I cook shrimp separately and I cook like maybe a couple of different other fish. So maybe like either tuna or swordfish. That's sort of a meaty fish, like a steak-like fish. And then I do something a little bit flakier, like red snapper or a wild striped bass, which is beautiful. And for the shrimp and for the wild striped bass and for, let's say it's swordfish, I basically season it the same way. Some red chilies, like ground red chilies.
So good.
And I grill it. And then what I do is I make a citrus vinaigrette. So lemon, orange, lime juice, fresh basil, and a little bit of olive oil.
Orange.
And then when the fish comes off the grill, so it's like, it's got this nice crustiness to it because it also has the red chilies on it. And then And I hit it with a little bit of the citrus vinaigrette. So it really makes it brightens up the fish in terms of flavor, but also gives it extra juiciness.
Yep.
Okay. And then I have those three fish in separate containers. And then I put out like a stack of corn tortillas that I make to order. I stack them up in a little tortilla holder with a cloth over it. And then, you know, I make like guacamole. And I'll make like a tomatillo chipotle salsa. I'll make like a fresh, this is the summer, I'll make like a fresh tomato salsa as well, maybe some heirloom tomatoes. And then I'll do also like a yellow salsa.
Like with pineapple or mango?
Yeah, like a spicy mango habanero salsa or something like that. So you have like green, yellow, and red. And then I put out the pickled red onions. I put out the pickled jalapenos. I put out like three or four different hot sauces. And maybe some cabbage or some lettuce, depending on what I have around, some radishes. And I just let people make the DIY, man. DIY taco bar.
Taco bar, line up.
Yeah, and then line some limes. Up. And some limes.
You know what you dabbled in a little bit because of some dietary restrictions our guests had one time was you made like veggie tacos.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of new for you.
Eggplant tacos, cauliflower tacos are fantastic. Those are very popular now.
Mushroom
works incredibly well.
So good.
Really well. I mean, one of the classic Mexican ones is nopales with cactus tacos. Not everybody loves cactus. Mm-hmm. They don't like, you know, it's got like kind of that okra kind of thing happening. Mm-hmm. But yeah, vegetable tacos. I mean, you could actually open a vegetarian taqueria.
Totally.
I mean, that would work so easily.
You know what I do sometimes if I have like leftover sweet potato? Like I do like a sweet potato okay. And goat cheese. Oh,
okay, tacos al carbon. You know what that means?
No.
Basically grilled tacos.
Okay.
So I make a sweet potato taco where I take a blue corn tortilla, I take some like Monterey Jack cheese or white cheddar cheese, and I fold it over almost like a quesadilla. So it looks like a half moon.
Oh, yeah.
So thin slice. So the sweet potatoes are cooked.
Yeah.
Thin slices, you put them in the tortilla, you fold the tortilla over it, and you have cheese on both sides of the sweet potato so that it's sort of like the glue, so it holds the tortilla down. Then you brush some olive oil on top, and then you grill the tortilla right on the grill. So the tortilla cooks.
Oh, so you haven't cooked the tortilla yet?
No.
Got it.
Well, the tortilla is it's cooked. It's a cooked tortilla.
No, but you haven't, like, you take it out of a bag or something, or you already made it, and then you...
Then you just fold it over.
Okay.
And then you brush it with oil and then you grill it. So what happens is you get this crispy taco from grilling it. The tortilla cooks, the sweet potato gets heated up, the cheese melts inside. It's delicious.
I've never had that.
Yeah, I'll make one of those for you. Tacos al carbon, but that's a sweet potato version of it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
So we have some beef here and we have some chicken. So we have some different kinds of salsas, some green sauce, like a tomatillo sauce, which I love.
Me too.
This is like I think this is a chipotle mayonnaise.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It is?
Yeah, I love chipotle mayonnaise. Oh, it's so good.
You like that?
Yep.
That's tomatillo. Beautiful, with kind of green color. And then we have some guacamole. And the guacamole actually has pumpkin seeds on top of it.
Oh, pretty.
Beautiful.
Where'd you go?
Some little taqueria downtown.
Oh, cool.
And then we have some tomato salsa as well, of course. We have to do like a whole show on like guacamole. I know your avocados aren't your thing because you're allergic to avocados.
We have to do a whole show on the one thing you're allergic to.
Yeah. Yeah, see, these tortillas are a tiny bit thick, but you get the idea what's happening here.
Yeah.
And then we have some stewed chicken, we have some beef.
Yum.
And you just start, you know, stacking the tortillas.
I love a good taco bar.
You like a good bar, period. Bloody Mary bar, taco bar.
Taco bar.
Burger bar.
Margarita bar.
Margarita bar. Definitely your thing, for sure. Where are you eating tacos in L.A.?
Well, I go to Leo's Taco Truck, which is in Echo Park. Oh, I love Delta's Tacos. And, oh, it's like my favorite shrimp tacos in the city. Delta's Tacos, it's like a fried shrimp taco.
So is that like a Louisiana-style restaurant?
Delta's Tacos? No.
Like the Delta? Because when you said fried shrimp, it sounds like...
I'm sorry. It's Tacos Delta, not Delta's Tacos.
Okay.
Tacos Delta. Yeah, they have like a great fried shrimp taco, and they have what I love, which is like a chipotle mayo sauce on top. Mm-hmm. That is really winning me over right now.
Really?
Yeah. But that's not very authentic, is it? Or I'm wrong, maybe.
I don't... Is it authentic? I'm sure it's authentic somewhere. I mean... It's, you know, Chipotle's are smoked chilies. So like they're gonna be part of something, you know. I love, like, my favorite kind of tacos are tacos that are where the meats are cooked very slowly. Mm-hmm. You know, like the pork is cooked like in stock and its own fat and lots of chili peppers and onions and garlic and things like that, so that it really just kind of picks up tons of flavor and really gets incredibly, you know, soft and juicy. I mean, to me that's the thing. How do you feel about other cultures in tacos?
Like?
Well, like for instance, like there's some taco concepts where they, you know, they bring in, you know, Asian ingredients into the food. So you're eating like Kung Pao chicken tacos. It's very fusion like, you know?
I'm all for a fusion, but like there's nothing like a carnita taco right off a spit. Like if I see a spit of pork roasting, I'm happy.
Really?
Yes. And I want like a slice of that pineapple too, that they usually like have roasting on top.
You know what's really good in a taco? Like roasted corn.
Mm, yeah, totally.
Because it will also give you that crunchiness, and also it's gonna actually play really well, especially off a corn tortilla. Just brings out that corn flavor even more.
What's your favorite taco? Like not place, what's in it?
It's probably... Oh my God, there's so many. I like a red chili chicken kind of thing with chicken thighs, so to speak, like that are really slowly cooked. I like carnitas. I don't like beef tacos as much as I like pork tacos. I always go pork before beef.
I like barbacoa too.
Yeah, barbacoa is good. And then I like a crispy fish taco over a grilled fish taco.
Me too, always.
Because you're getting that crunch in there.
Yeah.
They use a lot of mahi-mahi for fish tacos. Mm-hmm. That's really a Baja and a San Diego thing, you know? Nothing wrong with that.
When I make shrimp tacos at home, I make like a Chipotle shrimp taco.
You're into the Chipotle thing.
Mm-hmm.
You like the smokiness.
Yeah, I love the smokiness.
I have to say, if you want to learn a lot about authentic tacos, there's a show on Netflix called The Taco Chronicles. Have you seen this?
Oh, no, but I know about it, yeah.
Oh, no. It's fantastic.
When did you watch that?
Last year. But I've seen it a couple of times. It's all in Spanish, so it's subtitled. But you go to all these taquerias all over Mexico, and like they really show you the authenticity of a taqueria. And just... they break down the components because, you know, tacos are like burgers, okay? Like people take for granted what makes a good burger and or a good taco because they're like, oh, it's a taco. Oh, it's a burger. But no.
Mm-hmm.
But there's each one of those things have components that make up and shine the light on a good version of one versus one that's not so good. And if you watch the show, The Taco Chronicles, it is just... It's so good. Like I was like jealous of how good the production was because it was so terrific and so like interesting.
Something I wish that was caught on film was the taco tour that Jet Tila took you on.
Okay, so
because you guys, I feel like you guys talk about that all the time.
Well, so Jet Tila is a friend of mine, also on the Food Network. Really great chef. He's actually I think he's still the ambassador. The American ambassador to Thailand for food. He's got some, yeah. I mean, you know, Jet has lots of influence. I want to go to Thailand with him. I've never been there. That would be amazing. But anyway, but also Jet is an LA son. So he took me on this taco tour with a journalist. I'm not going to mention anybody else's name because we went to some underground taquerias. Let's put it that way. And it was so great. Because like... You know, I, who, you know, I, let's put it this way. I'm not sure like what the rules are about any of this stuff because I don't really know about LA in terms of, you know, restaurant and health department and all that kind of stuff. Here's the thing. Like, I felt like I was getting the most authentic taqueria experience of my life. Mm-hmm. And it was so good. And you just watch people cook and be so happy about what they do, basically serving out of their house.
Yeah, I mean, because you were in the right part. Like, you were really, you were far east. You were in like Boyle Heights, and well, I guess that's a little south, but
we don't want to be giving any GPS locations here, okay, Sophie? But yeah, anyway, so listen, there's nothing crazy about it, but it was just really cool because, like, you know, Jet is in the know, and he took me to some really fantastic places. And again, it's like one of those things where I talk about this all the time. It's like we're talking about tacos today. And, you know, that's just one subject when it comes to food, of course. It's an important one. But that's how you learn about people, is you learn about people through the food that they cook, especially when there's so much authenticity and history surrounded by it. It's like, you know, the other day we were talking about Portugal and going to Lisbon. It'd be like, could you imagine going to Lisbon and going to like the coolest like Asian restaurant there? Who cares? Like, you want to eat the food of Portugal or of Lisbon. You want to eat those clams and you want to eat, you know, the prawns out of the sea and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what you want.
I know we went to Mexico City when I was really young, so I don't really remember it, but I'm dying to go back there and do like a great food and mezcal tour.
I want to tell you something. I haven't been back to Mexico City since I took you.
Hmm.
And we were only there for a couple of days because we went somewhere else too, but Mexico City.
It's such a hot travel destination right now.
Yeah, because first of all, I mean, for lots of reasons, but it might be some of the most innovative food in the world,
mm-hmm.
And also like, you know, there's innovative food, right, in lots of different places, and a lot of times innovation takes the place of flavor, not always. But in some cases where, you know, if somebody's, you know, some of these chefs are so creative and they think along these lines that you would never imagine. And then also, like, it's like flavor's not really considered as much. But in a place like Mexico City, you're going to get both. You're going to get flavor through and through, gutsy preparations and ingredients, and you're going to get, you know, amazing innovation at the same time. Let's go to Mexico City.
Okay.
Okay. So then we have the tortillas, and then you kind of just start stacking them with the different ingredients. So how about some chicken?
Great.
Now with some chicken?
Yes.
So take a little chicken, put the chicken right in the middle of the tortilla, and then you just start garnishing. Now, this is like, a taco is like anything else. It could be like a taco or a burger. Like, you don't want to put too many things on top of it. You know, maybe a salsa or two at the most. Maybe something a little bit crunchy. Maybe some pickled jalapenos or something like that. And then, you know, we have a little bit of green sauce around. Creates a little bit of moisture. I know you want this.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle mayonnaise.
Oh, chipotle mayo, yes.
Looks really pretty.
Yeah, we've got a yellow corn tortilla, a little bit of chicken, that bright red salsa.
Some guacamole.
A little guacamole.
Here we go.
Some like bright pink.
Yeah, then a little
chipotle
fresh,
mayo.
A little fresh cilantro. Done deal.
A little lime squeezed on top.
All right. Now, you know what else we need?
What?
Margarita.
Si.
That's your Spanish?
Yeah.
Would you say that tacos are part of like the American palate, like an American classic now?
I mean, look, here's the thing. We have so many, you know, Mexican people who live here now, generations of Mexican families. And, you know, listen, America has its own cuisines regionally, but I think that because we're such a melting pot of different people migrating here, you know, we get the benefit of people bringing their cuisines to this country and making it taste better. And tacos are certainly one of those things. I mean, you know, you go to major cities across the country and there's a huge amount of people who have Mexican blood in them who are making delicious tacos. So do I think it's part of America? Yeah, I do for sure. And lucky us, you know, we have, if you took a poll to see how often people in this country eat tacos, it's probably way up there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Actually, you know, there's this place in Highland Park that I want to take you to called Villa's Tacos. This guy, his name is Victor Villa. He is the taco maker. He's like the guy that makes the meats. He puts the taco together. It's really his stand, but his whole family's involved. So like his mom makes like one or two of the salsas. His dad makes one or two of the salsas, and his grandmother has like the secret recipe, and he sets up his stand outside of her house. And it's so great. And he sells it every weekend. So you have to DM him. Like he only sells them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He takes all week. His family takes all week to prep everything, the salsas, the you know, buying the meats and everything. And you have to DM him to sign up for a time slot to come pick it up because he sells out every
so
weekend.
So you have to pre-order.
You do.
Okay, so let's do that.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's pre-order.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.